Howdy. I was in a drugstore just yesterday and there was a woman walking around. I kept bumping into her in various aisles and she had a mask on, but even with the mask, I could feel and see the scowling. She was like reprimanding me all the time, mumbling under her breath, and there was no law and no signs, no policies of the store that people have to wear a mask. There were many people in the store and she was the only one there with a mask, but she for some reason zeroed in on me. And finally, we're up close to the till and she pointed at me in a very angry way and she said, "You need to wear a mask." Really? I looked at her and I pointed back and I said, "You need to lose weight." The woman even threw the mask again. I could see her mouth drop and the body language. She almost cried, I think. And the woman at the till said to me, "How dare you do that?" And I said, "Come on, live and let live. She's fat and I'm not wearing a mask. So, I mean, does she get to tell me how to live? She told me what I need. Can't I tell her what she needs? Not so fast. Hey, got it." Anti-gun politicians and bureaucrats, they have long claimed that only police should have guns. Nobody else should have a gun. And they promised that the government would help keep you safe. So when a guy's breaking into your home or already has broken in, not a problem, tell him to just sit down cool as jets and you'll have a policeman show up any minute and save the day, right? These same people are now saying, let's get rid of the police. So many of these politicians, and certainly just people in general on the left, okay? You have the Minister of Diversity and Inclusion and Youth. Whew, what a handle that is in Canada. Her name is Bardish Chagger. It's not a name I ever knew when I was a kid. She says that the conservatives and conversations around race, not conservatives, conversations around race, and we need to defund and get rid of the police because black people and other people of color feel bad around law enforcement and we need to change things. They feel bad, huh? And okay, so everybody's now talking like that. Well, let me just share this with you, Mrs. Person I can't pronounce the name of. On average in America, and Canada would be like 10% of this probably, on average every day, the people in Canada, in America, are victims of 47 murders, 372 rapes, 875 robberies, 2,221 aggravated assaults, 1,154 child abductions, 3,561 home invasions, 3,836 DUIs, 10,000 people a year die from DUIs, and 6,849 burglaries. And that's every day. Every day. Oh, let's get rid of the police. That's a good idea. I don't care. Personally, I'd rather shoot a bad guy than phone the police and say, "I'm going to hold him here until you come and shoot him. And I'm a better shot than you anyway. But if I do miss, there's nobody to go out and track them down because I'm busy," right? So the police, I guess, are needed for that. But I'm okay with that. And all these guys who say get rid of the police, the guys that want to jump in the minivan and replace the system, and you got your little counselors and social workers. Oh, 911 call. There's a rape and pillage going on. Let's go. And six of them jump in the minivan and they go there and they go up to the bad guy and say, "Come on, how was your childhood? Did you eat enough? Are you happy? Sit with me, sit on my knee, and we'll have a little chat." I mean, good luck with that, right? Bad guys might go boomity boom to those people who think they're the good guys. They're not the good guys, they're the stupid guys. Even Elmer Fudd is part of this now. He's been chasing that darn rabbit for a long time with his gun. Boom, boom, right? And now they're saying, you gotta get rid of him. And so the Looney Tunes people, and the name is applicable, the Looney Tunes people have said, "Hey, that's right. The modern versions will reflect modern sensibilities." They've taken his gun away and they've replaced it with a sword. You're kidding me, right? No. Replace it with a sword. When is the last time you heard somebody say, "I murdered him because of Mr. Fudd"? How about never? The Looney Tune guy goes on to say this: "We're going through this wave of anti-bullying. Everyone needs to be friends. Everyone needs to get along. We all need to hug each other. Don't hug me." Good grief. Canadians, you know what? With the virus, firstly, you cannot trust the leadership in Canada. You can't trust the Liberal government. Not so sure you can trust any government, but the Liberals, the case in point here is that these guys told you a week ago you couldn't leave your house and you have to have social distancing, but the same people that tell you that always go to their lake cottages and different things, and you know what? It's do as I say, not do as I do, because they're the kings and queens and princes and so on, and you're just a peon. You're the peasant who pays their paycheck, and they use your money all of the time. It's aggravating, right? But you can't trust them because these now people They came out last week, the prime mistake, and other people in his cabinet, and they said, come out of your houses now, join hands, hug with us, and we're going to tell the world that the United States is bad, and they all took a knee. They think it's maybe for color and racism that doesn't exist in Canada particularly, it really doesn't, except against white people. The prime mistake of Canada is prejudiced against me because of my color. He treats me different than other people. Indians get money. Refugees, if they're a different color than white, they get money. White people get nothing. So he doesn't like me or you if you're white, and but yet he says that the country's racist. Guess he kind of forgot about himself, right? Women must be believed except for that one that said that I did it to her. Don't believe her. So this social distancing guideline business, you know what? And firstly, I think taking a knee is a hate crime, right? But all of the social distancing stuff is malarkey. It's okay for you, but not for them. And then hundreds and hundreds, possibly thousands of them, being the liberals, they went out and did this. And it's insulting to see somebody do that. It's embarrassing, but certainly you can't trust them ever, ever, ever again. And that racism thing, I mean, government's a problem, right? We're all colorblind, leave us alone. We're fine. The government is the big, big problem. And they try to legislate how you think. And you know what? If you want to be racist, go ahead. That's your right. You can hate somebody. I don't like a lot of people. I'm not really keen on the prime mistake of Canada, right? Does that make me a racist? He's kind of my color. Maybe it doesn't. If he had a bigger tan or something, I guess maybe then I'd be a racist. Come on. I mean, how far do you take this thing? I don't dislike anybody because of their color, but I do dislike certain people, as do you. All of us do. That's human nature stuff, humanoid stuff. And they're now saying you can't think unless I tell you what to think. Kind of scary. All right, I have a joke now to end the day. And the prime mistake and other people like him wouldn't like this joke. So we're going to use the cone of silence, right? So I'm really in my own world anyway, so I'm just going to talk to myself. Press the button. Zzz, cone of silence. Here it goes. Y'all can't hear me, but I'll bring you back in later. You are what you eat. Don't eat fruit salad. Zzz. Hey, I'm back. Y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.